Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We are so excited that you're here because we've got a very special show for you today. We know that a lot of you couldn't tune in during the 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And you were asking if you could, where could you find that audio? Where could you hear the fun that happened on that Saturday for 12 straight hours? Well, today we give you hour number one. Now, remember, this was recorded on a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning Central. So it's a little bit different than our typical podcast. We're rolling right out of bed and getting going in the morning, a little bit different. We set up the show. We get ready for 12 hours of fun. We take your calls. We give a review of our trip that we just got back from Walt Disney World. We give a lot of Toy Story information, first impressions there. Other things. It's a great fun hour because we talk a lot of Disney topics. I think you're going to really enjoy this show. And again, I want to thank everybody who was a part of the 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World. As of this recording, we've raised over $32,000 for Give Kids the World. Thanks to our amazing community. You guys are amazing. Thank you. You always support us. But most importantly, you support these families, these kids who need it the most. So from the bottom of my heart, Pam and Ricky's hearts as well, thank you for supporting Give Kids the World. So we hope you enjoy today's show. Don't forget our two sponsors. And that includes our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books. You hear it every Monday. But seriously, it's August. It's the dog days of summer. Grab a book. And if you're a podcast fan, get the audio version so you can just listen to it right there in your earbuds. You got the original, The Wisdom of Walt, talking about how Walt took his animation skills but made it into three-dimensional experiences at Disneyland. And then you have kind of the next step, the Beyond the Wisdom of Walt down at Walt Disney World. Again, two great books for the Disney fan in your life. And of course, stay out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com. They're going to steer you in the right direction, especially during those most crowded times of the year. And they're coming up on us, you know, for the cost of a couple of chicken and waffle sandwiches at Sleepy Hollow. You're getting 365 days of great information. So check them out as well over at touringplans.com. All right, let's get to the first hour of the show. It was a lot of fun. This is like a variety hour. And then as the year goes on, we'll get to all the great interviews we had that day. But sit back and enjoy today's live Be Our Guest podcast from Saturday, July 14th, where we raised over $32,000 for Give Kids the World.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Breakfast with the Be Our Guest podcast. We are here live for the next 12 hours. We're keeping you company. It's breakfast, it's lunch, it's dinner, it's listener calls, and it's lots of great Disney guests all day long, all night. Of course, we are benefiting Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. We're having a great time today, so happy Saturday to you wherever you are in the world. This is our special that we do once a year for our UK listeners. At a decent hour where you can listen live with no problems. So we're just glad to have you here. We're on Facebook. We're also on Mixler in case you got to go out and mow the lawn. It's kind of hard to cut the grass and watch Facebook at the same time. So if you want to listen and not miss any of the action, oop, we just got a lot of static. Sorry about that.
They had me mute my mic.
We're having all kinds of technical difficulties, but we'll get it squared away. But we have, so you can tune in at Mixler.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Mixler.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Audio feed all day. They have a great app too. So take us with you wherever you go, but let's get the things rolling here. We're going to raise money for Give Kids the World. You can donate at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And joining me from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we have Pam Forrester from the Magic for Less Travel. Good morning, Pam. What's up?
Good morning. How exciting to start this. What number of year is this for us?
Nine.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Ninth annual.
Like 9 years.
Yes. Crazy.
So exciting. Exciting, exciting.
It is. Looking forward to it. So did you get a good night's sleep and have breakfast? I just had an Egg McMuffin meal, so I'm good to go.
We had an egg sandwich. We had a... Steve made breakfast this morning.
Nice.
So there were bagel thins, English muffins, eggs, cheese. It was a good deal.
That's, you know, McDonald's made mine, but I got up early and ran, got my run in. It was the hottest run of the year so far. It was hotter than Florida. It's going to be 99 here today. So ridiculous.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm glad I'm in this freezing basement where I have to put on a jacket to stay warm. So it's all good. It's all good. All right. Ricky's also with us. Now, she's not in the ATL right now. She's also in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, one room away from Pam, causing us all kinds. This is the problem.
Causing us issues,
it would have actually been easier for Ricky to be in Atlanta than to be 5 feet from
Next
Pam.
Next year, if Ricky's here, we'll have a big mic for both of us.
That's it. You need to share one big screen and one big mic. But what's going on, Ricky?
Gosh.
No, we'll figure it. The good news is we have plenty of time to figure things out. People are very patient with us. We're having fun.
Well, I don't think we've ever had a live show that we actually started at the time.
No,
it worked right from the beginning, actually.
No.
But you know what? That's me. I like to be on time. You know, I'd rather be an hour early than 5 minutes late. That's just me. But anyway.
For 9 years, I don't think we've done it.
No, I don't think we have.
Killing me. So Facebook and Mixler, also just let us know if you're having any issues. Please let us know in the chat if you can't hear, if there's echoes, if there's anything like that. We will keep things rolling. So give us, this is the mic check. I'm Mike with one eye. See? Can you tell I just got back from Walt Disney World and one of the last things we saw was Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor?
That's funny.
That is a solid show. If people don't go in there every trip, you have something wrong with you. Because I laugh my butt off every time I see that show.
It is a funny show. And then I love when people get picked to be part of the show. And did you get to be that guy? Guy is always my favorite.
No, because it was like a buff, bald dude. You know, it's always like somebody looks tougher than me. I don't look tough enough. Sometimes I get picked to dance, you know, and that's okay because I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
You got to admit, I can shake the, you know, what's it called? Cut the rug pretty well. No, I'm just kidding. I can't. But
were you going to say shake your tail feather?
I can shake my tail feather pretty well. Yeah, you know, whatever. Anyway, so Ricky, let's set up the day because this is your baby. You've been putting a lot of work. We have a great lineup today. I geek out about this show just because I like talking to my friends in the Disney community every day. I got to see Deb Wills a couple weeks ago, but get to talk to her today, Len Testa. So many folks. So lay it down for us. Who are we talking to?
Well, I'm trying to send an email to that person that you had messaged. So that makes it a little more difficult. Okay. So anyway, we have a great live show today. We have everything that you need to know about the live show is on the website of BeOurGuestPodcast.com. So make sure you go there to find out the information. If you can't, you know, remember it from what I'm telling you. So this first hour here, we're going to basically just start getting started with everything. You know, it's just talking about what we're doing and everything like that. So this first hour is kind of a free for all and getting everything set up as, you know, usual, as per usual, which is why I always give us the first hour to make sure that we have everything taken care of. Second, we move on. We have at 10:15, we have Pam Lamworth from Give Kids the World. So she's going to talk a little bit about the village and, you know, what they do and everything like that. I always like to start with Pam if I can. So that way it gets us, you know, this day is about Give Kids the World. So that way we get, you know, ready and going and get started on the right foot. So I always love having Pam on at that point. Then we have John from Intercot. And for those who don't know, Intercot is a website that has been around for a very, very, very long time. I remember it back when I first started learning about Disney and everything like that. So I'm very excited to have him on as well. We have Deb Wills at 12. And for those who don't know, Deb is from All Ears and she is retiring.
What?
So
I know.
Excited.
What?
I know.
We get to retire from this stuff?
Sad.
Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
I know. Very good for her, but very sad for all of us.
Yeah.
So, yes. Around 1 o'clock or so, we are taking listener calls. So you guys can call in and ask questions and stuff like that. Then we have at 2 o'clock, we have Dan Cockrell. And for those who don't recognize the name, you will recognize what he has done because Dan is a former Walt Disney World vice president. He also has just retired and he was a vice president at Epcot and the Magic Kingdom. So super excited to get to talk to him. We have listener calls again from 3 to 4. And then we are bringing back Jim Hill. We love to talk to Jim.
Whoa.
I know. Love hearing his story as well. I'm very excited about getting to talk to Jim. Then we have at 5 o'clock, Len Testa. You guys know him from Touring Plans and the Unofficial Guide. So very excited to talk to Len. Always a fun time talking to him. Then from 6 to 8, we have our listener calls again. It's kind of like our old live show that we used to do. So we're going to kind of set it up like that. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Matt Parrish from Widway and the 3028. And he is going to be playing the infamous Widway game show.
Yeah. That's what I was asking, Mike, while you were just out of the shop for a little bit. That are we going to have a game?
We are. He has set us up for the game.
I think that I could be reigning champ.
I'm the reigning champ. So.
Yeah, I think it was Ricky. It's never me.
Yeah, no, it's never Mike. So.
No, I think it has been Mike a few times. No.
Mike doesn't know the history stuff, so that kind
no,
of
because
Mike,
they, no, really no, either, because the,
it's the movies. It's the movies.
Yes. And the years. The years. The dates of things. Like, how can you remember all of that? So
Andy that's threw true. In Harry Potter stuff 1 year. That was totally not it, fair.
That was fantastic.
I hope there's some Harry Potter stuff this
no.
And lots of movie stuff. That's what we'd like, Matt.
That's yes. Beautiful. Yes. Lots of movie stuff, because Mike can't get it. So
anyway, all right. So we have a great lineup, Ricky. Well done. I can't wait to talk to everyone. Remember Thank these. You. I got to remember these times are Eastern time.
Yes.
Because that's my problem. I look down at the schedule and I see, okay, so we're talking to Deb Wills at 12. Well, you know what? That's 11 o'clock for me. So you got to keep me on my toes here. So
yes.
All right.
Yes.
So also going along with this is one of those things that is an incredible opportunity for a lot of folks to not only donate to Give Kids World. Obviously, it's why we're here. I'm going to play the promo for that here in just a second so you can get some audio from that and hear why we're doing what we're doing. But we have an auction going on throughout the show. So, Ricky, tell us about that. How can people bid? I mean, we have all kinds of great stuff. I mean, like, I have some of the stuff here. Like, this, you don't want this one. This baby just did 13 miles out in this thing is gross. You don't want this one, but there's visors like this. I mean, we have all kinds of great stuff. So I'll be showing that off throughout the show. But if you want to bid, that thing could walk out of here on its own right now. It is gross. But Ricky, so tell us about.
Asking who's in the background. They are my tech crew.
Don't say that because I thought somebody was sneaking up on me.
I was gonna say I don't know. What do you mean? Someone's behind me. The number's calling from inside your house.
Yes. That's so funny. Yeah, you have a crew. I don't. All right. So, Ricky, tell us about the auction. Yes. What do we have and how do people start bidding?
So the auction is being run on Facebook. So you'll just need to go to Facebook, and we have a special album that is called the 2018 Be Our Guest Podcast 12-Hour Live Show Auction for Give Kids the World. So all the auction items are listed on there. There are photos for each individual item. So everything you'll want to bid on, you have to bid on each item. Each item's photo. That's what you're bidding on is the thing in the photo. So
you're going to comment.
Yes, you're going to comment. And so I will start with the starting bid. You'll see the starting bid in a few minutes because the auction actually starts at 10 o'clock. So you will see the starting bid once I post it, and then you can start making your bids. Bids are incremental in the amounts of $1, or if it's in the case of a larger item, it will be noted whether it's a larger amount of money that will be the incremental amount. And the auction will run until 7:30. The auction will close promptly at 7:30. That is Eastern time, just so y'all know. And no further bids will be taken after 7:30. And I can see what time people are making bids. So just keep that in mind. No sneaking.
No sneaky.
And bids. So everybody who wins an auction item, they'll be notified and you will be able to pay for your item via our First Giving page, which that's where you all will go to make your donations today. So you'll make your payment for the item that you're bidding on there. And then you'll put in the comments that you're paying for your item. And then we will take care of the rest, figure out who's donated the item and get you in touch with them. Cause everybody seemed to want to ship their item this year, which is nice. So to the winner. So I don't have a lot of things in my house right now, which is nice. It's all being taken care of.
I do have a pile of stuff though, in the room that you're in, Ricky.
She does. There's a nice pile of stuff here. So I can always bring in visuals if I need to.
Yes. You can hold stuff up. Like you could be like Vanna White.
I could be like Vanna White.
Here it is. I'll be like, bring one of the prizes in. I will showcase a prize that people can bid on.
I like it. So, yeah. So, anyway, so that's the auction. Like I said, it's on our Facebook page of facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. So, that's that. Now, let's get to the fun of the whole reason why we're here, which is the donations. So again, you can go to beourguestpodcast.com. There is a link where it says that donations can be made here in our on yep. our homepage, and you'll click there. It is a first giving the site. That's what we use. We've been using it forever, and everything is all safe. It's you're making a donation. It's all going to go through very well. Like I said, we've been using them for 9 years now at this point, so you don't have to fear about anything like that. But so the donations can be made. There is a giant green button that you will click on that says donate. And once you click on that, you will be able to put in your information. You can choose to remain anonymous. You can put your name. We always like when people put your name and, a little comment. That way we can read it on the air. But, we understand if you want to remain anonymous as well. And there's an option where you can cover the fees of the donation as well, so that 100% of it goes toward Give Kids the World, because there is a little bit of a fee taken out through First Giving. So just kind of keep that in mind. But you put in your credit card information and your name and all that fun stuff and hit submit, and it's done. It's easy. So easy. We make it so simple for you.
So easy to give that money to Give Kids the World. And Ricky, again, shout out to you, because it's your baby and you got to put a, squared away. So we are going to have a great time today, because not only are we, we're here to raise money for Give Kids the World, but we're here to celebrate our community. We have an amazing, amazing community of folks that have made friendships for life. We have folks that have got married, had kids, having more kids. Someone in the chat room, Jay. So we're going to have a great time today. And we actually even have a studio audience there with Pam and Ricky, which we're going to bring them in a little while, because I want to talk to my buddy Scotty G. And is that Emily's there too, I'm imagining, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to get her. And later on, I'm going to get Emily and Mallory to review the Play Disney Parks app. Because I think that's something people are questioning, asking about, because that's new and they spent the most time on the mobile devices more than any of us in lines. So we'll talk about it. We have so much. And the good news is we all three just got back from Toy Story Land. We just got back from, you did, Pam, you did the dine in the monorail, whatever, the highway in the sky thing.
Highway in the sky dine around and you California guys, brunch.
Yeah, we got to save some of
we
this.
We did
I mean,
some
it's,
homecoming
it's early.
Brunch.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the hallelujah biscuit, baby. I still dream about that sucker.
You gotta tell people about that.
Oh, 6 days later, I'm still having dreams of that biscuit. Anyway, we are going to have plenty. Boy, that was less than a week ago, Pam. It seems like it was a month ago. What's wrong with this world? Anyway, yeah, the hallelujah biscuit. You cannot go wrong. We'll talk about that later. But I just want to send a shout out. Lots of folks listening in on Mixlr. An incredible amount of listeners over there. So thanks for tuning in over there and spread the word. And, let everybody know that you're listening. And also, we're here live on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And I thought we'd kind of kick it off here by hitting this. It's a 90-second PSA that Give Kids the World puts together. And it kind of tells what they do. So hope you can all hear this, and we'll play this and kind of then get things rolling. Maybe open the phone lines here and get things going. So let's see if we have this. Oops, let's see.
The wishes coming true every day at Give Kids the World Village. Here at this magical place, kids with life-threatening illnesses come from all over the world to fulfill one big wish. To visit Central Florida's most awesome attractions. For 1 week, kids and families are treated to the trip of a lifetime. They stay in a fairy tale villa in our amazing 70-acre resort in Central Florida. They go to pool parties, ride horses, play miniature golf. And that's not even the best part. Kids and their families, brothers and sisters too, get tickets to the area's coolest attractions, where they can ride the rides and enjoy the thrills all day long. They also get to eat yummy meals every day, including ice cream, for breakfast. And the entertainment each night is a dream come true. This all probably sounds unbelievable, but it's true. Give Kids the World Village is an awesome place that gives these special kids and their families what they need more than anything. A chance to forget about doctors and treatments for a while and just feel normal and have fun. And you won't believe this. This fantasy vacation doesn't cost kids or their families a thing. Nope. We count on the support of caring people and companies to keep the magic alive and the kids laughing. To learn how you can help, visit givekidstheworld.org. Give Kids the World. It's where happiness inspires hope.
All right, so that's why we're here today. It's an amazing video. It's a little PSA on YouTube. I put the link on our Facebook page so you can check that out throughout the day. And The thing about this is, and again, I've said this every year, is that I was very hesitant to go down to Give Kids the World in the first place because I thought it'd be very sad, you know, seeing families that are going through these huge challenges. You know, the kids are fighting life-threatening illnesses. You know, it's a huge burden, and it's an unbelievable thing for the family to have to go through. But we went down and spent some time at the village, you know, probably about a year and a half ago now. And it's a happy place. It's an amazing place. You see folks laughing and just running around and ice cream everywhere and, you know, celebrations, you know, Christmas, you know, in the middle of July or whenever we were there like in November because we were there during the Wine and Dine Race weekend. They celebrate all the holidays each day of the week. So it could be if you're there for a week, you're going to see Easter. You're going to see Christmas. You're going to see Halloween. You're going to see all this great stuff. And I mean, it's the best of life. It's really a celebration. And we enjoy going to Disney destinations, I think all of us, because it's the escapism. It's the becoming a kid again when you're 44 and you have, you know, a mortgage and you have a kid in college and, you know, you have all the stuff you need to worry about. We love to escape to Walt Disney World because it's make-believe, you know. But the thing is, today we have the opportunity to make real magic and really lessen the burden and make memories for a lifetime for these families. So please do donate what you can. It's amazing. Check out the little PSA. It's at our Facebook page. And we'll play that throughout the day. But, you know, we have a goal today of $20,000. We raised more than that last year. We understand people are busier on Saturdays. We had to get this in because of scheduling conflicts on a Saturday. It's not the best. But we're going to try to blow away that $20,000. If we raise more than that or less than that, whatever. We're just going to do what we can to help everybody that we can. And I've noticed that as I update and I hit the Be Our Guest podcast page, let's hit the refresh button because we are early in the show here. And we're already over $1,000 donated. We're at $1,228 already. And we just, I mean, we're getting raw. Like my breakfast, like my Egg McMuffin hasn't even passed hardly the esophagus. So you know what I'm saying? Like we're early here. So I want to give a shout out to the folks who have thrown in some great donations today. Thank you so much. And yes, you can do that at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. But I want to try. Well, this is the thing. You guys are so amazing. It's hard to keep up with the donations throughout 12 hours. Like that's how many donations we get. So I know we can't get behind, but we're going to get going with a lot of stuff here, but I want to make sure we hit everybody. Jillian Hoffman, one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. Thank you for your great donation. Lucas, thank you so much. Carrie, Holly, Grace, and Claire, huge donation. Thank you so very much for that. We appreciate that. And let's see, we got Christy, says pack your pixie dust. Great donation. Thank you so much. Lauren, thank you so much. We appreciate that very, very much. Justin, thank you so much for that donation. Carlos, the Sheldon family. And they said, we donated $1 for every character in Epcot, our favorite park, in memory of the brother of a Give Kids the World employee. That is awesome. How cool is that? And how do we know that there's exactly that many characters in Epcot? Do we know that? I mean, because like if I'm there, there's another character. You know what I'm saying? So awesome. I didn't see the comments, so I want to make sure that we get all these comments in. Lucas said, thank you for all you do. I recently lost my mom to cancer. So for a child to get these moments is great. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Lucas. Jillian wishes that we have another record-breaking day. We hope so for that, too. Carrie, Holly, Grace, and Claire, awesome job, guys. Keep up the great work. Lauren says, thanks for all you do to help Give Kids the World. Yes, we appreciate that. Let's see, Fred and Carolyn Gallo, thank you so very much for the great donation. Oh, there you go. Hey, I didn't even know that. How did I not know that?
I don't know.
How did I not know that? Anyway, oh, Bob and Ginger Dankies, the monorail Bob. You know what? Is Bob still on the forums? I'm not even on the forums anymore, but Bob may still be on the forums. I know that Andrew is.
Bob and Andrew may still be on the forums.
They are. I know. I'm never going to take the forums down. I apologize that I don't go there because I don't have any time hardly anymore, but they're still there, and I think there's like three conversations going on over there. So I'm going to check those out today. I'm going to go to the forums. Something. I loved our old man. Before Facebook really took off, the forums were incredible. I love the forums. Anyway, that memories there.
That's awesome. Hey, I also wanted to let everybody know that Jeanette has actually issued a very special challenge, and I've been working on trying to get the video posted, but hopefully this will work.
We can't throw down challenges as early, Jeanette. Come on, Jeanette. I'm still, Ricky's still like in it. She's like in REM sleep right now. You got to slow down, Jeanette.
I still am. So I'm trying to work on getting this challenge posted, which will also be on the Be Our Guest podcast page. And I'm going to share it on the the Facebook page as well. But I will play it here in a moment once I get it up. So I just want to let you know that there is a challenge she has thrown down. Here it is.
Maybe. Maybe.
Can you not hear it?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, anyway.
See, this stuff's harder than you thought. You got to have all kinds of wires going into mixers to get all this stuff to happen.
So her goal is if you donate $100, you will be registered to win a raffle for a fantastic Disney gift basket. So I have a picture of the gift basket. I will be posting that as well. And I'll have the video up. So you can find out all the details on the BeOurGuestPodcast.com page, as well as Facebook. So just wanted to let you know that if you donate $100, you can win a fantastic gift package with fantastic prizes. So hooray!
I know this gift. You seriously, you want to get in on this because this basket.
Yes, it's an awesome gift basket.
Let me just tell you about Jeanette. Jeanette doesn't do anything halfway.
No,
this thing is awesome. So yeah, it's going to be well worth it. You know, you're making a great donation, and it's also going to be something you're going to be in the running for. So it'll make your day. So Jennifer says, because you know, we just kind of, how'd she know there were 58 characters? Because you know, what if Mike Bankhead rolls in? Like he's a character. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden there's 59 characters. So I'm just saying. But she says she found a list on the Mouse for Less. So there you go. So Ricky, make sure people are donating based on the stuff you're putting on that website, Ricky. So it better be accurate.
It better be accurate. I'm hoping we have a wonderful team who helps me out. It's not just me. So
and if Spencer in the chat's looking for the audio feed, if he's heading out, you can just go to Mixlr.com, which is M-I-X-L-R. I know it's spelled weird. MIXLR.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we're there. And they also have a free app that you can put on your device. And okay, so I we left off here. This is the thing. We get talking and we get off the list. So there we go. Jennifer, thank you so much for your great list. Pete, we appreciate. Now, Pete had he's WDW Pete on the Twitter. And he had a pledge that Scotty G and I, when we were down at Walt Disney World, we had to, I think he wanted us like to hold hands and skip going down Main Street or something. I don't know, something dumb like that. But I wasn't going to do that because I don't do that. But we did do a cool, thanks to Steve Forrester, we did a cool boomerang going into the pool at a Boardwalk Villas. And so he said that was close enough. So that's how we got the $100 donation. We'll have to put that video up, too. It's on my Instagram, so check that out.
Maybe you don't want to see it.
It was pretty funny. I mean, I'm just saying. But, yeah, it's kind of scary, too. And Scotty G's in the house up in Pittsburgh, so we'll talk to him in a little bit, too. Kelly, thank you so much for a great donation. Karen as well, thank you very so much. And Andrew, my great buddy, he spreads the word about the Be Our Guest podcast like nobody else. Listens to the show first every day, every time it comes out. Andrew, thank you so much. He donated 4 days ago.
He was on the ball.
Always. 4 days ago. That's crazy. Like, I love Andrew. Andrew, I don't know how, like, he's faster. I think sometimes he gets the show before I even publish it. Like, I don't know how he does that. It's unbelievable. So thank you so much. And again, you can donate at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. There's a little donate here button, and you get a big old page, and it tells all about everything we're doing with the PSA right there on that page. So it's easy peasy. All right, so I've been talking a little bit. So, Ricky, so set us up, and if you want, we could take calls, or let me check the old schedule. So we have anything going until I got to make the
cut.
So it's 9:15 my time. So it's 8:32 here. Okay, so we got plenty of time. Yeah. So let's talk some Disney. So let's do this right now. We'll talk about this later in the afternoon as well. But for our morning crew, because we're going to have different crews throughout the day, I'm sure, people checking in and so forth. Toy Story Land, give your first impression of what it was like to go in there and see this new land at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Because we haven't had to talk about that on the podcast yet.
I know, we haven't. And it was really, I will say, and I think all three of us walked away with this impression, but I was so much more impressed with it than I even thought I would be. I think leading up to us, there was a lot of talk on the internet about, especially Slinky Dog Coaster, right, being sort of an out of the box, like they just took it out of a box, somebody else made it, blah, blah, blah. There was a lot of talk about that prior to. And then having had the opportunity to experience it, as many of you watched the video that Mike posted, you can hear me in the background, of course, laughing hysterically and at certain times saying, oh, I don't like that. And I didn't mean it in a whole, like, I don't like the experience. It was just there's a part that's a little more thrilling than was initially expected. And so I remarked at that, but no, I seriously love the Slinky Dog coaster. I think that it's just a good, I think it's a great attraction. I think it's themed really well. I was so impressed with all the little details in the queue. I think that the ride experience is great because it's a long, it's a nice long ride. I liked Alien Swirling Saucers. I love the land. I think that this is one of the most detail-rich lands around. It really is. They really themed so much. And I like that Toy Story Midway Mania just kind of fits in there, too. It really fits in the whole, you know, the new entrance to it, everything. So I was really impressed with it.
Yeah, I was as well. And I think the thing about this, I said this about Seven Dwarfs, but I think this is even more true about Slinky Dog Coaster specifically, is that everybody can enjoy this ride. I mean, the little guys are going to love it. It's very, I mean, the visuals of the land as you approach it and walk in, I mean, the colors. My wife even said on her last day before we were leaving, we spent the last day before we got on Magical Express over at the studios because Mallory wanted to ride Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower. She's that kid now, you know. She's like, oh, I love all the thrill rides. I'm like, yes.
Remember when she wouldn't ride?
I know. Yeah. I know. It's so awesome now. So anyway, we went over there and my wife mentioned, you know, it's so eye-popping when you walk into the land. The colors are just vibrant. I mean, they jump out at you. And she said, I hope that they consider that, you know, it looks great now. I hope in 2 years it's that bright.
Oh,
because I mean, it's obviously Florida sun all the time. But, I mean, it's amazing. And the thing is, this is true of almost, and I heard Jim and Len talking about this, too, on their podcast, that it's just like most Disney destinations, it's so stunning at night. Like, I loved it more at night for a couple of reasons. I just like they have awesome lights. I don't want to spoil too much because I know some people don't like the spoilers, but we're going to talk about some things today. They have a lot of lighting that is not just like lampposts and stuff. They have Christmas lights and different kinds of lights. And it's not just like one kind of Christmas light either, because my wife and I have this debate at our house about what's the best Christmas light. And I like those old colored big bulbs, like, you know, the traditional ones from like the 60s. And so they have a lot of those around the land. But there's also, if you look around, they have those like little clear, you know, smaller bulbs that are sometimes indoor, outdoor, that are like the icicle light type. They have those there too. So I was like, Pam, there's your lights. Here's my, I mean, it was so fun. And those are the details that, you know, I didn't see those at first until we, you know, kind of looked around. And the thing was too, I was talking to somebody last night. We were running a test and we got talking about Toy Story Land here on Facebook, and they were mentioning, yeah, did you see this? And I'm like, no, I didn't see that. And the thing is, I got to spend a lot of time in there with very few people for the press event before it opened. And there's still things I did not see. And I think that's great, because as we go back year after year, you're going to notice, oh, check out this price tag, or, oh, check out that this bench is not made out of, you know, it's made out of popsicle sticks or whatever. You know, there's so many details in this land. And also, it makes me really excited for Galaxy's Edge and Batu, which is, when you're riding Slinky Dog Coaster, man, you're really, you could almost like reach out and touch Batu with your right arm. If your arm's as long as mine, I almost touched it. But, you know, it's really cool. I think that they hit a home run with this. The one complaint I have about Toy Story Land, and I think you're just going to have to, it was a couple. And I'm not negative, but it's hot. It is hot in there in the summertime. There's not a lot of shade. They're putting up some umbrellas that you can kind of hide out under a little bit. So they're trying to remedy that, but it's pretty warm back there. And Woody's Lunchbox has really good food, but you're sitting outside and it's pretty warm as you eat. So there you go. So Ricky, what did you think?
That's right. You're right. You're right about the shade. And I think, you know, as the land ages, of course, some of the foliage and trees and whatnot will help with that a little bit. But yeah, it does need a little bit.
What do you think, Ricky? First thoughts?
You know, I agree with you. I think that the land, it surprised me in the sense that I wasn't expecting it to be as kind of all the little details. I mean, I should have known, duh, it's Disney, but the little details that they have, like the cooties over the bathroom. Hello, genius.
I know the bathroom's made out of cooties. I know in the urinals are like 2 foot off the ground too, just for the, I mean, I know the women don't care, but I'm just saying, like, I walked in there, I'm like, okay, is this a joke? Like, they're little bitty like urinals. What's up with that? I guess, cause I don't know. It's made for kids. Who knows?
Maybe. I don't know. Or the toys are using them.
I don't know. It's so weird. I looked around. I was like, this is the kids section, but there's like no men's section. I was like, you just got to kind of just make do. Anyway.
Yes. So anyway, good to know.
Just saying, we're the podcast that brings you the hard news.
Yeah, we're definitely bringing the hard news. I like Pam. Thought that Slinky Dog Coaster was definitely, or Slinky Dog Dash, I guess I should say, was definitely more intense than I was expecting. Not in a bad way, though. It was just, it's more intense than Barnstormer, which I appreciate because Barnstormer is, you know, while it's a kid coaster, it's definitely, you know, not as thrilling necessarily as some of the other coasters. I would put it kind of just maybe a little more intense, that, not a little more intense, but maybe on par with Seven Dwarfs Mine Train in the form of intensity. So it's definitely something that the whole family can do. But I have to say, I giggled the whole entire time that I was on Slinky Dog Dash. I mean, literally giggled. I was just so happy and giddy. So I thought that was really fun. I haven't gotten to ride Alien Swirling Saucers yet, but I will be riding it in about a week because I'm headed back down to Disney in a week. So yay! Because I'm sort of lively insane. Of course, we did Toy Story Mania, and Toy Story Mania is fantastic too, with, you know, the new queue and everything like that. And Potato Head is back. Yes. So very excited that Mr. Potato Head is back, and we get to see him again. And I kind of suspected that maybe the surprise at the end of Slinky Dog Dash was was Potato Head, just a different form. But nope, he's back. So that's good news. And so yeah, I really like the land. I definitely loved Woody's Lunchbox. So I thought the food was excellent. I definitely want to give them a little bit of time to shake the bugs out a little bit, because, you know, obviously I was there on opening day, so it was a little more packed than it probably normally would have been. Kind of a bummer that they only had, and I knew this going into it. Like I had already pegged it, but you know, there's only two windows, which, you know, I would have expected
two words,
a little bit more.
Two words, but mobile order.
Yes, this is going to be a place where mobile order will be huge. Unfortunately, though, mobile order was not open on the opening day, so I did not get to participate in that. Otherwise, I would have. You know, the food was very good. Again, it's another place where they need a few more umbrellas. They had brought out some, it was raining at the time when my brother and I were eating there. And needless to say, we got a little wet because everybody was hogging the tables with the umbrellas. Now, I understand it's raining, but so I had to actually hold up my umbrella while I was sitting there eating.
First world problems.
I know, first world problems.
While you're eating your grilled cheese.
Well, I'm eating my brisket sandwich.
What did you get? The brisket. Look, Pam had that. That looks so good. I had the, of course, the tachos.
Yes, I had the tachos too. Those were excellent.
They're pretty big. Like, that's a pretty big serving. You could probably share those tachos.
It was.
You probably shouldn't eat that many tachos in one sitting. I'm just saying, it's probably not good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
you should.
I didn't
those
eat
are splitters.
Myself.
I would I totally say that. So. I do have a dog on my head, by the way.
Okay, that's good.
And I got one thing to say. I got one thing to say for those people that have ridden Slinky Dog Coaster. Hold on.
Here we go.
Hang on. No, it's hang on.
I love that part.
I love hang on. Here's what you get when you walk up to it. Welcome to Slinky Dog Dash. I am the Slinky Dog. I've been saying that for a week.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. No, it isn't. Anyway. Yeah, I like it a lot. So we're gonna have a good time. Tachos for the win.
Yes. Tachos were amazing.
And the tomato soup's actually good. I don't even like tomato soup, but it's good.
I didn't get the tomato
soup. It was really good. It actually was, even on the hot, hot, hot day.
Yeah. Even though, I'm not a tomato soup guy. It was good. And it's not very big, though. Like, it's not a bowl.
It's for dipping.
Yeah. It's for dipping? I didn't know it was for dipping. I'm just like, it's like six scoops. Okay, well, now.
It's a side.
Yes, it is a side.
Which I don't know.
It is not an entree. Anyway, so what kind of stuff do we have up for bids, though, in the auction? Because I want to open the phone lines, but just give us, a general, what do we have? Like, this dog on my head wants to know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we don't have the dog on your head. But we do have a lot of stuff. So we have, unfortunately this year, no John Stamos. It did not work out. And I did try and contact his people. So just
but we
so
have
know,
we have Neil Patrick Harris, right?
I did not get Neil Patrick Harris either. So I just want to say, I did try to contact. I guess I just don't have the magic touch that Joe Ficus has. So
I'm saying,
Joe, I failed you. I'm sorry.
We can't all be Joe.
We can't all be Joe. So no, but we do have some fantastic stuff in the auction. We have lots of LuLaRoe stuff. So if you are a LuLaRoe fan, this is where you're going to want to come to get some of that great Disney LuLaRoe merchandise. Of course, we have lizard running stuff. So if you are a lizard, you are definitely going to want to check out all the stuff that we have available as well there. Kind of a cool, unique thing that we have is we have a donation of 2 tickets to the Daytona 500.
Heck yeah.
Which is really awesome. So that takes place next February. So you get to go to see the Daytona 500. And of course, it's for those who don't know, it is just like an hour or hour and a half away from Walt Disney World. So it depends on how fast you're driving, I guess I should say, or if there's traffic. But
it's like the Super Bowl of racing. It's like the big one. It's
exactly. It is. It is. So that's exciting. We have a ton of great items that are like from the 1970s Walt Disney World. I definitely have my eye on a few of these things, so just so you know. But we have like just random things that like golf resort brochures and a pictorial guide to Walt Disney World, and we have like all of these things are from the 1970s, which is really cool. We also have a bunch of Eyes and Ears, which is the Disney cast member letter or newsletter that comes out. So we have quite a few of those as well. We have a ton of stuff from Give Kids the World. They just have been awesome this year. Let me just tell you, like they have been fantastic. Getting us a ton of these items for the auction, which has been great. So I love all the Give Kids the World shirts and stuff like that we have. There's actually a painting done by a child named Tatum, which was someone who was at Give Kids the World. So that's really special. I think that that's really, really awesome that we have that. And we have, obviously, we have, so here are two more big ticket items that we have this year, guys. So we have 2 one-day park hopper tickets to Walt Disney World.
Ooh.
Then, exactly.
Doesn't just get you into one park, baby. That can get you into all 4 in one day. If you want to be crazy.
Yeah, those of you making those whirlwind trips where you're jamming all the parks into one day.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't recommend it, but hey, you do you.
You do you. And then we also have, this is a fantastic, I mean, seriously, this one's so awesome. We have 30,000 airline miles from Alaska Airlines, and this has been gifted by a wonderful listener. And they can either be gifted to your account or she can purchase gift cards. So if you know anything about Alaska Airlines, you actually can transfer points to other people, which is kind of nice. So if you're going to be heading out to Disneyland, this is the perfect time to use Alaska Airlines. Actually, we used them when we flew to Hawaii. So if you're looking to go to Alani, hello.
Yes. We actually saw a lot of Alaska planes at MCO when we were flying out on, when did we leave? Thursday. Yeah, we saw a lot of Alaska. So they fly into MCO too.
Yeah. Well, I think that, but they only fly to like certain destinations though, from like the East Coast. Cause I know, because I've looked at them for airline tickets, you know, for myself. So, cause I found them to be very reasonable actually. So, Alaska 30, and that's, let me tell you, that is worth a lot of money right there. I'm just telling you right now, we priced it out. That is like $750 worth of ticket of airline miles. So please bid very generously on that one.
And also it gives you an excuse to go to a Disney destination. I mean, like you already, cause you know what? A lot of our folks have tickets. Not everybody does, but some people have annual passes to Disneyland or Walt Disney World, you know, and you don't need a ticket to Alani. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the savings. You don't even need tickets. You just get a room. Boom. You're set. Like, I mean, I guess you got to go tour volcanoes and stuff like that and play golf, but I don't know, Ricky. You live the high life out there. I've never been out to the islands. You and George.
I live the high life.
Yes, you do.
Speaking of George, we have some awesome items from Alani as well, which is so fantastic too.
Did you mention the golf balls and stuff like that?
No. So go ahead and mention that. Let me see. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. It's a ball marker for the golfers that says BOGP. It's got the lizard. If you're a lizard, it's kind of up there on the camera. It's also a poker chip, but he's used it to mark his balls. And these are awesome. Now, these are never going to be struck by me on a golf course because every time I hit a golf ball, it goes into a body of water and I can't retrieve it. So these will never be used on a golf course. They will just be displayed here in the office. But check this out. They're pinnacles. That's what I actually used to play with. I play with my grandpa, but they're BOGP golf balls. Look at that. How cool is that?
That's crazy.
So cool. I've been looking at these since I got home. So we have those two. All right, Ricky, go ahead. What else do we have?
So the auction, no, you're fine. The auction starts in about 10 minutes. I'm working on getting everything all set up, but it's all the items are on the BRS Podcast Facebook page, so you can go check that out. It's the special album that's called 2018 BRS Podcast 12-Hour Live Show Auction for Give Kids the World. I have a couple more items that I'm still adding to the list, too, so if you have donated something and you don't see your item, I'm still working on it, so just keep that in mind. But yeah, everything is going live at about 10 o'clock, so yay, very exciting.
And hey, I don't have a reindeer on my head. That is the Slinky Dog on my head right there, so it's gonna be a fun day. So we have about 11 hours and 10 minutes to go. Keep those donations coming in at brguestpodcast.com/ I don't know, slash nothing. It's brguestpodcast.com. Or you can go to, do we have like a first giving link too? Is it anything?
Yes, I do. It is first giving. Oh, hold on. Let me go back. I'm on the donation page. It is firstgiving.com/fundraiser/brguestpodcast/2018. So
just go to brguestpodcast.com. Too many slashes.
That's the easier way, yes. But I made it as short as I possibly could.
So. All right. You know, we have a call coming in. This one, let's open up those phone lines to see what's going on here. So
I'm on the donation page. It's firstgiving.com.
All right, caller, you are on the line. What's going on? Who is this?
Ding. My father.
Wow. Dude, wait. is this Beans?
Yes.
Beans, what's going on? I have a dog on my head.
We know we're watching live.
Yes! Yes! The Slinky Dog sitting right on top of my nugget, right there on the noggin. What's going on?
Nothing that much.
I hope you're having fun up there. And you guys, it looks like you had a nice 4th of July. I loved watching your pictures. Looked like you had as much fun as we did.
Yeah.
Did Moose throw you off a? Did Moose like throw you off a dock into some body of water in slow motion? That was awesome.
It's a creek.
It was a creek. Okay, well, either way, I mean, you were like, I loved you were like slow motion falling into the water, like ah, it was really cool.
What do I say again? Hi, Pam and Ricky.
Hi, Beans.
Hi.
Okay,
excited to see you.
I'm excited to see you, Pam.
I know. We'll see you soon.
Beans wanted to call and tell you some exciting news she has.
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm
going to help with the unofficial guide for kids.
No way! Sweet. I want your autograph, Beans. I knew you win.
Celebrity status. That's exciting.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Beans. We knew Beans before she was big. We knew she was going to be big.
I love Beans. She's in that.
That's right. See you later. All right, Jocelyn.
Mic drop.
Are you still there? There you go. Yeah. But what's up, boy? You're starting her early there, I think, with her career. I like it.
Right? She's so excited helping out with some tips there.
That's awesome.
I think she'll be brutally honest. I just from knowing her, I think she won't pull any punches.
Right. I guess I bet you'll never guess where she'll tell kids to go for breakfast.
No, where would that be? I don't know. Tell everybody.
Sabrina, where would everybody go for breakfast at Disney? Where's your favorite?
The French Bakery.
Oh, that's right. She's your daughter. Course. Yes, I forgot. She's your daughter. That's right. You got to go to the French Bakery.
Right. And what do you get at the French Bakery for breakfast?
The chocolate mousse.
The chocolate mousse.
Good breakfast.
Is that a breakfast item?
Hello.
Yes.
It certainly is on vacation.
That's right. It's like, hey, like a Give Kids the World ice cream for breakfast every day.
Absolutely.
Right. Nice. Well, it sounds like you guys are having fun. You guys had one big party getting ready for another. I mean, what's up? You're just kind of in between.
Right. Cannot wait. Fun summer here.
Lucky
dog. Busy weekend. Yeah, we're watching Ray ride her horse right now. So we're going from riding to softball to church and sleepover with cousins. So busy weekend.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. That's a good family life right there.
Absolutely. You guys have a wonderful day. Can't wait to donate. You guys do amazing things. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, you guys have fun. Thanks. We'll be here. We'll be here all day and all night. So check back in later on.
That's
right. Sounds good.
All day. Right.
See you later. So yeah. Check it out. Beans is going to be in the unofficial guide to kids. How cool is that? I didn't even know that.
That's awesome.
I'm getting her autograph for real. Right. And it's not going to say, it has to say Beans. That's the only rule. All right. So, hey, phone lines are open now. So if you want to give us a call, 407-413. Check this out. I can put it on the screen. And I can even do this. Ricky, be impressed with this. Check this out.
Oh, no.
Boom. Look at that. It looks like a real telethon right there. With the scrolling number. I geeked out about that last night. Sorry. It doesn't take much to impress me. So 407-413-9395 is the if you want to jump in and talk about Toy Story Land or anything. We have lots to talk about. Lots of restaurants. Lots of just fun times. We have a call. We have lots of folks tuned in over on Mixler and on Facebook. So lots of folks to talk to. But let's get to this call. And who's joining us?
Mike, what's going on? Joe Quattrocci, how are you?
Joe, hey. The Daytona 500 man himself. You are like, I don't watch much. I hate to say I don't watch much NASCAR, but Kyle Busch, is he still racing? I don't know.
He's still racing. He's still out there causing trouble. So he's in Kentucky tonight. So if anybody's interested in watching, the race is on at 7:30 tonight. So,
hey, perfect timing.
Yeah, man, just like you, just got done with my run, ran 9.5 miles and raced home to make sure I got in to tune in for the beginning of the live show to catch you guys before I play a little golf this afternoon. So,
man, living the good life. Yeah, those runs are getting rough this summer, man. I almost died this morning. It was so hot. There was a heat warning, which probably told me I should have gone to the treadmill, but I was stupid and went outside.
Well, it wasn't too bad here. I'm up in Jersey right now. It was only in the low 70s this morning, so it wasn't too bad, but... got to get it in. Got Detroit Marathon training starting up this week. So, yeah, but your runs have definitely been inspirational. I've been following you along down in Disney getting your runs in. So it's definitely keeping me motivated, that's for sure.
You know, the way I look at it is I got up and ran. It wasn't fun. Well, it's way more fun to run at Disney than it is here around my block 62 times like I do every day. But the thing was, I can eat the rest of the day and I don't have to worry about it. You know what? Like, if I want to have that extra All-American Sunday, I got it. So no problem. So, you know what? You're having good weather out there, though.
I'll definitely be drinking some beers on the golf course. I definitely burnt some calories.
That's it. That's why we run. We run to eat and all the good stuff. So, hey, Joe, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it so very much.
No,
and give us a holler later on. Go ahead.
I just want to say Ricky was amazing. I've been emailing her back and forth. Ricky's finally nice to actually finally see you and say hello to you. I've seen you down there a million times. But I wish you guys the best of luck today with the 12-hour show, and I'll be tuning in and out, but it's been great to talk to you and catch up with you guys.
Joe, I still remember talking to you on Main Street with your parents there, and we got to do that again soon down at Walt Disney World. Hope to catch you soon.
Absolutely, brother. You guys have a great show. We'll talk to you later.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Thanks so much.
The original Super Looper on the line there. All right, so we got Joe Quattrocci. Oh, hang on. Now we got beeping.
Oh.
We don't like that
sound. Wow, that was like a funky beat.
I know. You can't get rid of that sound, like, unless I mute it. So if one call to the next, it'll ring like that throughout the day. So we're going to have to deal with it. But anyway.
Reinforcements, Ricky.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we have more coffee?
You have people bringing you stuff. I'm sitting down here. But this is something.
I haven't really finished this one, so just add more to it.
Is that Hannah?
Yes.
It was.
She does that at work. Why is she doing that at home now? She's like serving.
She is like a professional. She actually waited on us yesterday. So.
She's warming up. She's warming up for the shift tonight. Houlihan's? Is that
yes.
what it's called? Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, so we have a next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Barbara Hamilton from Massachusetts.
Hey, Barbara. Good. It's breakfast with the Be Our Guest podcast. How's it going? We're like a morning show right now because we really are.
I love it. I love it. So just a couple of things. First thing is great pictures while you were down there. Mike, I was very, very jealous.
Thank you. I do my best. And you know what? I learned a tip. Let me just, I'm kind of going behind the scenes here. I guess I have to tell you. I learned an awesome tip from Mr. Steve Forrester while I was there. And actually, Hannah gave me an in-service on these things as well while it was raining over at the boardwalk one day. I learned how to pop my pictures. So if you noticed all the sunrises and the sunsets and all those things, they were a little bit enhanced. But they looked awesome anyway, so I hope you enjoyed that. They were a little sharp because my wife would say, is that the real sunset or did you pop that one? I'm like, of course I popped it. It looks awesome. So, no, Florida sunsets are awesome.
It did look awesome. Mike, I did a trip report back in January with you, and we talked about the buses. And you said, Disney should put an app on the phone on the My Disney Experience. Well, apparently they were listening because since they did that. So I want to know if you guys used that at all while you were down there.
Okay, so I got to jump in on this one. I'm going to let the ladies do their thing because I ride the buses a lot. And here's my philosophy. I got a new philosophy on the buses and also on how they put that on the app. I think it's very nice that they put that on the app. The app, however, it's for me, it's slow. And it could be my connection, could be my phone, but it takes a while for everything to kind of get going on that every time I open it. So I'm kind of frustrated by that sometimes. But here's the thing I notice about the bus wait times, and I'm just talking about watching the big TV at your bus station, at your pickup station, is that it'll say, okay, the next Magic Kingdom bus is at, what time is it? 8:59. So it'll say like the next bus is coming at 9:03. Okay, so you get excited. Okay, so it'll be here in 4 minutes. But then you look up and it says, it'll be here now at 9:07. And then it'll jump to 9:06. It'll jump to 9:09. So I'm like, what's the use of having a wait time if it's going to hop around all the time? I mean, it's going to be here when it gets here. Like, I guess
to give you an idea.
Well, it's like pulling my chain, though. Like, if it says it's going to be here at 9:03, then it jumps to 9:07. It's just messing with me. Like, you know,
well,
like,
it doesn't always jump. Sometimes it doesn't jump.
It's like pulling my chain.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, no, but I think more information is better. I like to have it. I'm just kind of joking around, but it does
too. And I think it does. I mean, we will say on this trip, I think Steve, my husband, Steve has rode the bus more than any other time in his life. And it was still only two or three times, but still, it was a step in the right direction. We have actual footage of him on a bus.
So what do you think of it? Do you like having that on the app, or is it something you're going to use to, you know?
I'm definitely going to use it. I mean, I try not to stay in a place. I know that sounds awful that I don't have to use the buses a lot. But I was just in D.C. and I used Lyft a lot. So I have a feeling that the next time I go to Disney, I'll probably use Lyft or Uber more than if I had to go instead of going on a bus. That's my just personal thing, you know, but that was nice. And the other question I have, so I was telling my husband about the new Toy Story Land, and he was like, how many new rides are there? I think there was going to be like 6 or 7. I said, two. And he's like, well, that seems, you know, kind of crazy. And it does seem like that's the theme now, like with Pandora, they only have two rides. And I know it's a lot of money, but what's your thoughts? Like, do you think there should have been another ride, or is just two enough with everything else that's going on in Toy Story Land?
Rookie, what do you think about that? Because you got Toy Story Mania, which is, you know, an existing attraction, but now it's got a new entrance in Toy Story Land. So, the land has three, but we didn't get three new attractions
there in the land.
Okay.
Yes. But it's hard because, you know, it's not a new ride. So like it's hard to like welcome it into the land. You're like, oh, we only got two rides out of this. Yeah, I get it. I feel like, you know, because they've added Toy Story Mania to it, because they have, you know, Woody's Lunchbox and stuff like that, it does feel like a full land. You know, I know it's kind of disappointing at first when you're like, oh, there's only added two attractions. And I know that the trend is continuing with, you know, with Star Wars Land too, where they're only adding two. So,
I didn't know that.
Yes, Star Wars Land is only going to have two attractions.
Ricky, why are you breaking the bad news here so early on a Saturday?
So it does seem like two is the standard for starting lately, but... I mean, those are going to be really impressive attractions, though, with Star Wars Land. Let's just be perfectly honest. So I think that if they're only adding two, I'm kind of okay with it. I'll never get to ride them, but...
with your last minute trips that you do.
Right, exactly. Like I have planned for next weekend. It's fine.
Well, you know what? You will get to ride now. And this is a consequence of having the two new rides is you can go in the morning and ride Toy Story again and again. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's true.
We rode it a couple times within, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So that line in the morning is pretty much non-existent. So
yeah, it's 15 minutes or less for Toy Story for the first couple hours now, which is like, if you think about that year ago, that would have been insane. No way.
Right.
Yeah, when I was there in January, it was the week after the marathon, and we did this. We went to Toy Story first thing in the morning. It was a 45-minute wait right away. So, but you know, when Star Wars Land opens, I'm sure everybody will be going to that, and then you'll be all set for Toy Story Land.
There you go.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Right. And just think, I mean, they'll be begging for you to ride Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. They'll be like, please come down Sunset. Please. You know what? Speaking of that, I got to tell you this. This was really interesting. Around the 4th of July, so on the 3rd and the 4th, Disney did this crazy thing that they just kind of popped out at the last second because of the demand of everybody kind of rushing the buses from the Magic Kingdom on the 4th. And the 3rd, I think, is what kind of gave them this idea to do this on the 4th of July itself. But they had what we called a happy hour, where from 9 to midnight on the 4th, at the Magic Kingdom, they opened up a lot of snack locations where you could get $2 snacks. So you get like $2 churros.
Genius. So genius.
It was so funny. Right. Like I almost went over. We were at Epcot and I almost had to hop over there just for happy hour to get these specials. So they had like $2 churros. Would they have like ice cream bars? They had like 5 or 6 different pretzels, I think.
Pretzels, yeah, popcorn.
Yeah. I mean, because it's stuff they're still making a couple bucks on. You know, I mean, they're making a little bit of profit, but I mean, they're not losing money. But it was a great idea but to incentivize you to stay in the park off the buses until the crush got out. So, I mean, Disney's kind of getting creative with these kind of things.
I watched the fireworks live online, and it was just it's definitely on my bucket list for next couple of years is to get there on 4th of July. It was just beautiful.
It's awesome.
I can imagine seeing it in person.
Yeah, it rained this year at Epcot, which is kind of a bummer. We're idiots. We're standing out there. There's lightning everywhere. But we're like, show illuminations. We want to see the fireworks. And then we all started saying, what if they just shot them all off like in 5 minutes? Just did them all, you know? But yeah, they can't do that. That'd have been cool.
That's what it seems like the finale's like.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. It is. It's awesome hearing from you, Barbara. Thanks so much for calling in.
And thank you, guys. I'm on the road today to go to a wedding, so I'm very excited to be able to listen to you. I won't be able to, you know, throw my donation until later, but I just wanted to let Pam know that I'm holding the Full House script in a in a shadow box.
That was the one where the attic apartment debuted.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's because of that snafu that I fixed the problem with Facebook. So, yay, it works now.
It's all good.
I'm so
glad you got it and are enjoying it. So.
Oh, it was a snafu. Did I steal it from you by accident?
No, it's all good.
Okay, because I can loan it to you for a year or so if you'd like.
Don't say that.
I'm just glad it went to someone who enjoys and appreciates Full House for how it should be enjoyed and appreciated.
And John Stamos was on the cover of the Give the Kids the World pamphlet. Yeah, so it was all good.
Yes. All good.
All right. Enjoy, my friend.
Well, hey, enjoy the day. And tune in. Take us with you on Mixler. You know, the audio feed's there all day long. So enjoy that.
I will for sure. You guys have a great day. And thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much. I appreciate
it.
Have a good morning. All right.
Okay.
Goodbye.
You too. Bye.
All righty. Good stuff there. We got a lot of I love talking Disney because it's so fun to talk about
we need updated.
Yeah,
though.
And these things hurt because we're getting Pam Landworth here.
I need regular updates.
Yeah, and these dog ears kind of hurt your head, to be honest.
No.
You got a big head like me. So I'm
well, there you go. So I want to give a couple of updates real quick because we have Pam Landworth from Get Kids the World coming on in just a few minutes at 10:15. So we only got about 8 minutes, but I wanted to share the auction is live. And now all the bids are bids are all listed now.
Hang on. I got to ring the bell. I'm ringing the opening bell. Tower of Terror bell, by the way.
Okay.
All right. Check in.
So anyway, the auction is live. So it goes until 7:30. So go bid. And that's Eastern time. So,
Ricky, I just want to tell you, on the Be Our Guest podcast page, the first giving link is not showing correctly for me.
Well, here we go. I will take care of that for you.
All right, awesome. Just wanted to get people, put that donation link up there so it's easy to find.
I'm going to pin it to the page. So
there you go. That'll be awesome.
Did you see the total right now? We got to talk about that. That's pretty sweet.
Uh-oh, I haven't looked yet. Hold on. I'm posting a link. Tell me what it is.
So while Ricky's getting this done behind the scenes, we are now, again, after 1 hour of the 12-hour live show here in 2018, the 9th annual Raising Money for Give Kids the World, our current total is at $2,718.
That is awesome. Yay.
Rocking it, folks. Awesome. So the auction is live, so check that out. We're going to get to Pam Landworth here in about 10 minutes or less, so stand by. Going directly to the village there, but let's kind of catch up because I don't want to get behind on the donation list. Actually, Pam, do you want to take this? And Jillian was the last one, so move from there.
I would love to if I could get to the link.
I just shared it. It should be live now.
on the Facebook page?
Yes. It should be live on the Facebook page. If it didn't go, then
When I go to the website, like the podcast website, I cannot see it. Like, it seems like there should be an app in the right corner. And it's not displaying right for me.
So no, go down to the post, and it's just where it says here.
I did not do that yet. Thank you for letting me know.
All right, all good.
Thank you.
Okay. Good.
It's in the third paragraph on the last sentence. It says, donations can be made here. So we'll use that now. They get you there, then just leave it open.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.